Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Haverim, Gemar, Hatima, Tova. May you be signed and sealed in the Book of Life. Yes, here, here, here. After the Yom HaKippurim time here in the season, the reason for the season here, we are at the third day here in this Shabua, in this week, in this strong, as we are prepping for the feast, the Chag HaSukkot of Sukkot. What is Sukkot? Sukkot is tabernacles, booths, huts. It's actually the name for the season in the sense of the ingathering here at the end of the year. Now, one of the key themes here in the season is creation. Creation is a key theme in this season, Hebraically, Judaically, also according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the True Church and the Professing Church, that Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and integrally African Church. This season also refers to creation, you know, creation, that time of creation, which is a very interesting reasoning, you know, and consideration. But right here, we're going to be prepping for the next, let's see, how many days do we have? We're here at the 26th of September, Gregorian, using the Gregorian count first in 2023. So we have the Erev Sukkot, or the Erev, the Eve of Sukkot, coming up for the T-J-I-F, and Rastafari, coming up for the Friday time. Friday, September 29th, 2023, here the seventh month, in the seventh moon, Hebraically, according to the Torah. In the latter days and nowadays, after the Babylonian captivity, it's referred to as Tishri 14th, corresponding here in the season to September 29th, just to give ones a heads up, you know, 5 days after the Yom HaKippurim is the ingathering at the end of the year. Here, this corresponds with the ter harvest, or what the scriptures speaks of as the harvest at the end of the year. Here we are completing as well the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, or the Sefer Devarim, the book of the words right here, here in this season. So Yom Sukkot day one would be the Shabbat. This is interesting how these things align here in this particular season. For the Shabbat day, the Sabbath day coming forward, will be the first day of Sukkot. So we have in gathering for 7 to 8 days, right, for 7 days. And then we have the Hoshana Rabbah corresponding with the Friday, the Sabbath Eve, October 6, 2023, the Hoshana Rabbah, and that will be the seventh day of booths, huts, tabernacles of the Chag HaSukkot. And then on day eight, we have the Shemini Atzeret, that corresponds with the Shabbat coming forward, October 7th, right? As well as the Simchat Torah. And then when we pick up with the new semester and begin at the beginning, rewind to the beginning, that's October 14th. We're going to go over these particular days and these times. Shabbat Bereishis would be on October 14th. But here, 26th of September. And so from this day, the third day called Tuesday, here for the T to T Testify Tuesday, we're going to review. I think it'd be good for I and I to review here. We've had the Day of Trumpets, Yom HaTeruah, aka also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Then we had the 10 days, the Yamim Noraim, the 10 days, the days of awe, to that judgment day here in the season, the Yom HaKippurim. Now we are past the Yom HaKippurim officially, and we have 5 days, according to HaTorah, till the Feast of Tabernacles. a very significant feast for Kol Yisrael, and also for the church and for those who are in Moshiach, Yeshua, those who are in Christ. Very, very important. In the prophecy, it speaks of this, the ingathering, that gathering in, you know, that gathering, and we come together and we dwell in booths and huts in that tabernacle, in that pavilion. Well, let's ride up right here, brothers and sisters. Just need to go over some of the timing here in the season, since we're in a holiday time, a holiday season, based on the Torah, particularly based on Leviticus chapter 23, the season beginning with 23:23. So if you go to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, and you begin reading from there, you'll find the three particular feasts and appointments, namely the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Blowing the Shofar, the Ram's Horn, according to Torah, called Yom HaTeruah, the Day of the Blast, the Day of the Blowing of the Horn, the Ram's Horn, signaling that alarm. Now, in latter days, and in these days, is referred to as a Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. So this is also a New Year's time, which brings in an interesting reasoning. How many New Years? Some say two. Others say up to four New Years. But what's clear, at least about what HaTorah says, two specific times are referred to as New Years. One, the ecclesiastical or the churchical, speaking about the church in the wilderness from the Torah. We have the beginning of months of moons, known as Abib, roughly around the April-May time. And then as we go through the 7 months, the 7 moons, we come here to the third of the three times and the last of the three feasts and festivals. And that will be clarified more for ones who read and study Leviticus chapter 23 and keep reading from chapter 23, first the Day of Trumpets. Then 10 days after that, we have Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. And then 5 days after that, we have Tabernacles, a.k.a. Sukkot, a.k.a. In Gathering, here at the end of the year.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Take note, this is a time noted as creation, time of creation, the season of creation.
Birds, how they're singing away their time. the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Look
so great and wonderful. Look at the trees, how their leaves are blowing away in the sky. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. And look at the sun, how it shines bright in the sky.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Tenor Star right there, created by the father. Before that, the late, the great Dennis, the Prince of Reggae, Brown right there, created by the father. Here, here for this scene, this time, this theme of creation. Here, at the end of the year with the in-gathering, the latter harvest. I'd like to share some review. We're going to review here. As we're coming to the seventh of the seven feasts, appointments, feast and festival of Yahweh Eloheinu, right here by Shem Yeshua. I'd like to review what other Jews, other Yehudi, or those who say they are Jews, their religiosity concerning themes like Yom Kippur, as they say, or as we know the Torah says, Yom HaKippurim, a.k.a. how and why afflict the soul. You see, one of the key things in the Yom Kippur says to afflict the soul. Some bring it out as, well, that means to fast. So we're going to reason on that, share a little audible on other Jews' religiosity, a.k.a. how and why afflict the souls. Stay tuned right there. But continuing with the theme of creation, giving thanks and praises to the Creator, to the blameless Creator. Wow.
Don't compare to the creator and learn to respect. respect Mother Nature. Thanks and praise to that Creator. Above all things, life is greater. Thanks and praise to the Creator. Keep on playing the music of a Creator. Above all things, life is greater. Thanks and praise to the Creator. Keep on playing the music of a Creator. Thanks and praise to the Creator. Above all things, life is greater. Thanks and praise to the Creator.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jerula Yahuwah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks and praise. Here, here. Let's get into this audible right here. Just a review here. Here, coming up on the fulfillment of the season, reason for the season right here. Let's go through a review on the Yom HaKippurim with other Jews, their religiosity. You know, the how, the what, the why of afflicting the soul. Is it to fast or not to fast? Stay tuned, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendell Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari of the Lion of Judah Society.
I'm going to testify.
What other Jews say Yom Kippur? What do other Jews or Yehudi say Yom Kippur is all about? As he said on the eve for Yom Kippur, we ask, what is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement? More correctly, scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of At-One-Ment, Atonement. What is the Day of Atonement? And we had asked, what good is it? You know, what good is it? Now, some might think, oh, right, for Yehudi or Yidin, you know, one might be offended, you know, by the honesty or the clarity or the straightforwardness, the straightforthness, the integrity. For integrity, straightforwardness. This is the question in Nine Iditation, you know. This is the question even in approaching this high Isla Day, high holy day, the Isla Days, the high holy days. So this holiest that is called in the Judaic and in the Hebraic and based on the Torah, one of the high holidays, but this is considered to be the high holiday, like the holiest, the time of atonement, the time of forgiveness, the time of the Kippur, the Kippur. Now, for the eve, right, or really for the morning, and it's in the morning part of the evening service. As the evening was going to the latter part of the service, we had the reading that would be the Shacharit, and the Shacharit kind of brings it forward. And that's what will be read in the morning on Yom Kippur. Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement, and what the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, what he did and what he does in the holiest, in the holy place. Right now, how we see or receive Yom Kippur depends on our standing. How are you standing? What is your understanding? What is your inner standing? And to what overstanding have you come to, or are you coming to? What overstanding, you know, the 1, 2, 3s, from low degrees to high degrees, even as we are climbing Jacob, Yaakov's ladder, right? Growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai, of Adonai, Yeshua HaMoshiach, of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So what is Yom Kippur? Now, in looking at some of the other Jews, you know, the other Yehudi, or those who say they are Jews, they're not going down that route necessarily just yet. First, just what do they say, Yom Kippur? What is it that they do? So there were some interesting links that were brought to I and I attention. Some of it I'm familiar with, and some of it depends on, you know, this particular link here was a Chabad link. At the Chabad, how to do
Yom Kippur. And they're speaking about five particular areas. And this whole idea, the whole idea of the affliction of the soul, right? The affliction of the soul. This is, I want to bring up this page right here. I and I give thanks, you know, and I want to heal up just to give thanks, you know, to I and I Sister Fellow podcast on this platform, this night right here in this season, right, in this season 2018, this 5779 year, this Wednesday, right, usually Woman's Wednesday hosted by Mariama Tanay, BU Till Full. Check it out, iTunes and the links out there, and also support and also give ear to hear. Right, if you are going I and I way, Jah way, yes, how to do Yom Kippur. So a basic primer for the holiest day of the year. So this was brought to I and I attention, how to do Yom Kippur. This is a basic primer right here. Right, yes, yes, yes. So looking over this particular page right here, I think there's a video. I'm just going over the page right here. It's interesting how they have the multimedia page set up right here. So the basic primer, I think, is this a vid? I think they have a vid right here and a couple of the breakdowns of some of the articles they have for Yom Kippur. Let me just click on this one because kind of it's coming up a little different than what I had expected. Okay, this is like using the new media. Okay, here we go. Here we go right here. All right. So let's share this right here, Yom Kippur. This is from the Chabad.org. Now, let us take note to the words of Rabboni. Rabboni, right? Rabboni, Rovino, from the pronunciation Rabboni, Rovino. Kind of a Hebraically, there's a northern and southern pronunciation. People say the tomato, tomato, so to speak. But our Lord, in the scripture says Rabboni, right? Rabboni, Rovino. Our rabbi, the rabbis, the rabbis. Our black, and I'm going to emphasize black here, especially since we're speaking about the Kippur. Have you looked up what is Kippur? What is Kippur? Kapar, Kafar, Kafar boy, Kafar. What is Kafar and what is the Kippur and the Kofar? The Kofar was the black pitch that was used on Noah's Ark to keep it water resistant, right? To keep it water resistant. And I learned to read the sign language to keep it water resistant. In other words, keep the water out so that the boat could float, the ship, right? That ship that is a symbol of salvation. So here, even in discipleship, taking some time for heart and mind to study to show ourself approved. So in looking at Yom Kippur and in recalling to heart and mind the word, the logos of Moshiach, right, of the Messiah, when he says to observe, recall, observe what they observe, but do not to do, don't do after their works. We have Matthew 23:3. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not, y'all, after their works, for they say and do not. This is Matthew 23:3. So when we get asked day one, right, or really the eve, right, when we get asked, well, what is Yom Kippur? And what good is it? You know, what is the good? What is the good in Yom Kippur? So here in continuing the study to show ourselves approved, and I give thanks for this particular link that was brought forward. As ones and ones will be in Shiloh, I wonder what was the Day of Atonement. I mean, how do Jews observe? Or how do these Jews or those Jews? So ones will go, and hopefully, I hope that ones have done this for themselves at least to just get a view of what others say, and so that in the reasoning, come make a reason, we can reason on these, even some questions and answers. If not now, then in the forwards. You know, this is how we grow in grace, reading, reasoning, and rising. So in the modern Jewish and Judaic practice of the Jewish and what's called the Judaic holidays, and this high holiday, this Isla Day, right, it says, they have this right here, virtually everything you need to know about Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, there's how-to guides, there's essays, there's insights. So this is not so much an essay right here in this reasoning, but more of an insight, right? Then it has a prayer service, overview, stories, multimedia, and much more. We like how Chabad, you know, utilizing the modern technology for dissemination, for communication, you know, for getting the word out. So this is for Yom Kippur 2018, the Day of Atonement, which covers September 18th and 19th, so roughly 25 hours, right, from Eve to Eve, right, of the Day of Atonement. So here it reads this, just to share just a couple of first words right here, right, for the day, as we had some of the first words for the Eve, some first words for the day. So Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, the day on which we are closest to God or to Elohim, and to the quintessence of our own souls. Gotta look at the etymology of that word, quintessence. Just put that there on the beam. Just lay that right there, right? It is the Day of Atonement, quote, "For on this day he will forgive you, to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your chatiyat, chatot, right? All your lack, chata'at, to lack, to miss the mark." In a literal, in an archery sense, it's like to miss the mark. If that's the bullseye, you miss the bullseye. You fall short. You're lacking. You miss the mark. But it can also have a sense, as we say, of uckery, right? As the Binyamites, Jaman, the Binyamites, fukori, fornication, under the crown of the king. And we like to emphasize that word there. Many will say, "Oh, how is it that you are cussing? You're cursing." You see, you're uttering curse words. You know, folks don't know. They're too religious. They're overly, what, righteous? Don't be overly righteous, overly ratchet. That's one of the readings as we're coming up on Sukkot, on tabernacles, right? The time and the season of tabernacles, of dwelling in booths, right? "And ye shall dwell in booths," right, for the 7 days, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, or more directly, the Feast of Huts. Yes, the Feast of Huts, those 7 days. And one of the readings, the point is Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes, if I'm correct, says, you know, don't be overly righteous, right, or overly ratchet. But there's a lot of folks who are overly righteous. So we say, if we read this verse here from Leviticus 16:30, it says, "For on this day he will forgive you, to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your fuckeries." Lifnei Elohim. Are you offended? I hope not. Don't be offended. Don't be off-ended. Don't stumble. Don't trip. You see, the reason being that that's not a curse word. See, the sin itself is a curse, to the pit, to the curse. You see what I'm saying? So that word right there is a real word in English. And a lot of people say, oh, curse words, like, you know, people think like the drinking and the smoking and the cussing. They believe, because this is how they've been taught, right, a counterfeit. It's like a real currency, but it don't be like the real currency. If you know what be for real, you'll recognize that that is counterfeit. So people have the idea that, oh, you are cursing. Right? And we're going to get into more of that reasoning. We need to reason on that more right there. Right? And this is not to make somebody, if you want to believe or, you know, accept, or if that's the way you want to think, even after the reasoning, then so be it. Right? Experience is the best teacher, and sometimes ones have to, you know, they may lack chokmah, as Negus and Negas, the King of Kings, Abinu Malkeinu, says they may lack, you know, wisdom because they lack experience. Right? You may know some things, you know, okay, that word is fuck and shit and damn, and you say these are curse words. Who taught you that? The same one that gave you the whitewash, the same one that told you those things, right? These are curse words. No, a curse word, if you want to find the curse words, if you want some curse words, if you want to know curse words in a sense, read Deuteronomy, because we're in the sixth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, start around verse 15 to verse 68. Those are curse words. You want to know what curse words are? Those are curse words in whose sight? And who's here? And whose sight? And he who be sight? In the Almighty sight. Those are curse words. Those are curse words. Words like fuck and shit and damn. Is there any other one? And bitch and bastard. That is considered and should be rightly considered to be strong language. In some sense, it can be considered to be rude in that sense. It's strong language. Right? It's strong language. You may not like the ways of the Gentiles or the Gentile world system for many, many reasons, but you know what? They recognize certain principal things. This is why they'll say, oh, this might contain strong language. Right? This might contain strong language. I think maybe we have to put a disclaimer, right, on our podcast and even on some of the vlogs and the videos, because we need to speak the truth. Keep it 100. You know, the word, people hear the word sin, and they hear, oh, sin, sin. It sounds like a brand name, right? Yeah, you got sin. Yeah, I got some sin. Everybody got some sin, you know. Sin is what's happening, and they make it like, oh, it ain't so bad. You know, so from all your sins. People debate what's a sin and whether it's really a sin, but nobody debates fuckery, right? I mean, how can you debate fuckery? In fact, when you hear somebody say fuckery, do you want to be fucked up? Is it good to be fucked up? Now, ones and ones will say, man, this is what happened in John's Gospel, chapter 6. Right? He says, if ones hate you, it's because they hated me before you. Right? Because the truth is an offense, but it's not a sin. Right? The truth is an offense, but not a sin. So here's where we talk about, well, what is Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, and what good is it? right? By looking at the context and looking at how other Jews, Yehudi, observe this particular day, even as briefly. Now, for us, as ones might say Messianic Jews, we are Nazarenes, Rastafari Nazarene, Rastafari Yehudi, or even as Ras Michael and the Sons of Negro said in that chant that we often play, you know, that we, the black Jews, we give a contextual to it. We, the black Jews, right? Not just of Harlem, that's some of our roots and rising up over here in this North Country, but we, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, right? Of the Tribe of Judah. So, yes, there are Yehudi and Jews who are converted, and they may convert to the religion or the way of life, like the morals and the doctrine and the values of that way of living. So, you know, shalom to those Torah observant Jews. Shalom aleichem to y'all Torah observant Jews, whether black or white or red or yellow or brown or whatever particular shade, you know, what particular color, you know, skin that you be in. If one is a Yehudi, right, from within, right? Not one who is just a Jew who is outwardly Yehudi, but who is inwardly a Jew. Rav Shaul, or the apostle of Paulos, Paul, he goes into that in his epistle, right, of those who are a Jew, or one who is a Jew, or Yehudi, a Yid, one who is inwardly a Yehudi, right? One who is, now notice even the word Yehuda. Yehuda means celebrated, in a sense, praised. Praise. By implication, it can mean Yahweh, Yahweh praises, the praises of he who be, we be, but it actually means praise, celebrated, right? So we are to celebrate the holy days, the season. I don't want to say, whoa, but it says afflict your souls. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Now, some interpret that as fasting, as we mentioned before. Fast or too fast? Fast or too fast? Right? Fast or not too fast? Or not too fast? Some would say, well, how we afflict our soul? The rabbis, the scholars, the teachers, the preachers, and those that's Matthew speaking on religion. And you know, we gotta bring that up, that word sound on religion. Let's bring up the word sound attributed to I and I, Abuna, Nagusana, and our father, and our king. His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie's speech on spirituality. The temple of the Most High begins with the human body. The temple of Elyon, Le'ul in the Royal Amharic, the Most High, the Sovereign, the Prince, or Elyon, same inherent implied meaning, but often translated as the Most High Sovereign Prince, but of Elyon begins with the human body, which houses our life, essence of our existence. Africans are in bondage today because they approach spirituality through religion provided by foreign invaders and conquerors, period, full stop. Africans, i.e. black people, black or brown, because folks are like, I'm not African, I'm not this, I'm not black, I'm not that. Okay, whatever. So then maybe this is not for you. If one cannot, you know, pick sense out of nonsense. If the African saying African is nonsense, then you recognize this is a translation right here. So the basic idea is, you know, black and brown people that have a connection with that continent called Africa are in bondage today because they approach spirituality through religion. Religion provided by foreign invaders and conquerors. We must stop. Stop confusing religion and spirituality. Religion. Now here the king defines, Abuna Nagusana, Avinu Melkeinu defines this for us. Religion is a set of rules, regulations, and rituals created by humans, created by man, in other words, which were supposed to help people grow spiritually. Again, religion is a set of rules, regulations, and rituals created by humans which were supposed to help people grow spiritually. Now, when we look at even the Torah and the scriptures, you've heard it said, the law of Moses. Now, others will say, oh, no, it's the law of Jah or Jehovah, right? Or how they may enunciate and pronounce the Tetragrammaton, the Hashem. They say, no, it's the law of God, just to say it simply like that. It's God's law. Right? It's God's law, right? Not Moses. But see, both are true. Mm-hmm. See, don't you know that Moshe, right, had laid out for the Israelites and the Hebrews based on Hashem's word, the Devarim, laid out those sets of rules, regulations, and rituals that was supposed to help people grow spiritually. That's the end of the first paragraph right there on Garmawi Karamawi Haile Selassie's Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first speaking on spirituality. New paragraph. Due to human imperfection, religion has become corrupt. Now, here is where we have the New Testament. Here's where we have the furious denunciation, rebukes, and exposés and exposing of that religion of the Jews. And when we say the Jews, let's put it in the context of those of that time, the black and the brown. At that time, the Jews who call themselves today, they were more on the Herodian, Roman, and Esau side of it, if you look at it historically, so we can know who's who, as some would say, who's who in the zoo, right, so to speak. Right? But due to human imperfection, religion has become corrupt, political, divisive, and a tool for power struggle. In Yahweh, we have that in the New Testament, the Gospels, especially with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rabbis and the scribes and the institution. They were seeking to set up an institution under the Roman hegemony, and therefore Rome became the master of those religionists, those teachers and the preachers, the ones who were the custodians of the faith, right, had become, right, corrupt, political, and divisive, and that was used as a tool for power struggle. In fact, the crucifixion, the setup from the get-up, right, of HaMoshiach, Bein Elohim Chaim, the Messiah, Son of the Living Elohim, Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, was based on that power struggle. Spirituality is not theology or ideology. What we have in the Logos, or the Word, right, the Word, and the Word became flesh, the Dabar, Hebraically, Dabar, and what we have in the Greek is the Logos, in the beginning was the Logos, in the beginning was the Word was with Orteos, was with God, with Elohim, and the Word, the Logos, the Dabar, was Orteos, or Otheos, some would say, but Orteos was Elohim, was God. So that Word became flesh in the person of Yeshua HaNotri, revealed the true spirituality, not theology, not ideology. The teaching of the Messiah, the Bein Elohim Chaim, is true spirituality. That war, or the conflict, as it were, that we find in the gospel against the institutionalized, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the religious authorities, and their different denominations of that time, that was the corruption, the politics, the politics, the divisiveness, the power struggle, because of their imperfection. And their imperfection was because of their fokery, basically because of their sin. But see, the sin is not so much just the act. The act becomes the manifestation of the badness or the evilness of the nature and the lack of any restraint against that now, not just harming oneself in one's way, but now your fellow. And see, here's where in the eyes of he who be who he be, we are guilty, right, of chatiyat, of sin, of transgression, and we have to get into those legal. There's a very beautiful understanding when we understand what each of those words mean. And then we have that, and then we are free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So spirituality is not theology or ideology. What Yeshua HaNotri, Nazaretu, Yesu, spoke and lived, right? He says, those follow me, right? Pick up your cross and follow me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the true spirituality. Not theology or ideology. I don't mean that one can see theology in it. One can discern certain theological things or ideological things, but it, in truth, is the way, the truth, and the life is the true spirituality of His Divine Majesty. It is simply a way of life, pure and original, as was given by Elyon, by the Most High. Spirituality is a network linking us to Elyon, the Most High, the universe, the creation, the iration of the blameless creator, and each other. As the essence of our existence, it embodies our culture, right? Culture, if you understand what the word culture, right, you know, what it means to cultivate, right, the true culture, true identity, nationhood, and destiny. A people without a nation, they can really call their own as a people without a soul. Africa, our nation, is in spiritual and physical bondage because her leaders, as Rastaman said, are misleaders. They miss the mark with a chatiatot, right, because of their ocheries, right, are turning to outside forces. And the God of forces, like Daniel prophecy says, right, for solutions to African problems when everything Africa needs is within her. When African righteous people come together, the world will come together. Together. This is our divine destiny. And this is our divine heritage. So now, here, we are just sharing a little word right here, because when we speak about, well, Yom Kippur, notice how Matthew spoke about a people without a nation, right? Who are you? People that don't know what nation, so people have to accept, you know, the counterfeit. You know, legalistically speaking, if you're a so-called black American, use that. Black American, you're American, use that. But recognize the truth, you know. Recognize, remember Moshe? Moshe was up in Pharaoh's house. He knew he was a Hebrew, but the Hebrews didn't know him. Think about it for a moment. Or they didn't like what they knew of him. Remember what happened, how he was snitching on Moses, then 40 years later? Right, they wasn't ready. They wasn't ready to be free then. 40 years later, things got worse for them. Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. And this, too, is affliction of the soul. You know? So now for nearly, let's get forward to this right here, for nearly 25 or some say 26 hours, some say from several minutes before sunset on the 9th of Tishrei, right, which in this season is September 18th, and after nightfall on the 10th of Tishrei or the 10th of that 7th moon in this season, this day, September 19th, we, quote, afflict our souls, end quote. Well, what does this mean? Some say that it means to fast. The simple answer that modern-day Judaism and Judaics will give you, it's to fast, right, from food. And many people begin to think that he says that we should fast. He says, afflict your souls. That's why during the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the soul searching for those 40, 49 days, right, leading up to this day and time, the Cheshbon, the soul searching, Cheshbon HaNefesh, what and where, that's what he's asking. 49 days ago, what and where is the soul? What and where is your soul? And question, where is the Hebrew or so-called Negro black people's soul? In other words, why aren't they called soul people anymore? We afflict our souls. We abstain from food and drink. We do not wash or anoint our bodies. Do not wear leather footwear. And abstain from marital relations or conjugal relations. Instead, our time, our Iowa, right, the time and the Iowa that is spent, right? We spend our time, our Iowa, right, within prayer, the day in the, some in the synagogue or the Judaic church, praying for forgiveness. Now, let's consider that. Let's consider that in the context. Right? And some writers would even say, oh, we don't put no lotion. I and a few ones and ones were having a little interesting time. Looking at that, you know, like it's going to be all ashy or dry on a certain level for some folks. That will be afflicting for you, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be an affliction? Would it help you to focus on the psycho-spiritual aspects? That's the intent of this nearly 4,000 years ago, right? With the first Roveinu, right? Our first, we say, rabbi, you know? We only really had, we had other teachers who were like teachers, but of course, in the light of whether Roveinu Moshe, and for us, Roveinu or Rabboni Yeshua, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, why do we say that? Well, the next point we need to reason on is, what is atonement? What is Kippur? What is Kapar? What is Kafar? Have you heard of the Kafir boy? Why do they call black people Kafir? And why is the Kofar, like that pitch, that black pitch tar, why is that one of the first uses of that with that boat or the Ark of Noah? The Ark of Noah, notice that the Ark of Noah, we have the black pitch. Yes, the overs. With the red heifer, that was the only sacrifice where the color of the sacrifice is specified. And we maintain right here the connection with our black Lord of the black Messiah and the true Yom HaKippurim. Hebraically is obvious and Hebraically is essential. So what does Yom Kippur mean for you, for I and I and we? It depends on our standing. In the Moshiach, it's a celebration. We celebrate because we know that he who has not just covered, see, kapar also in the Hebrew means to cover. It's almost like an insurance policy. It's an insurance policy for the previous, in a sense, year, if you reach this far right here, as well as the year forward. It's a covering. It's an insurance policy. But every year, it had to be renewed. But now, with our high priest, the high priest of our profession, Yeshua HaMoshiach, one time for all time. So in this time and season, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. Why are we happy? We're happy if we receive that salvation, right? The Yeshua of Yeshua, right? We are happy. We rejoice and are exceedingly glad. But then for our fellows, for others who have not received that, the logos, the seed, the word, the spirit, the truth, right? There's some sadness there as well. But it depends on your standing. How are you standing? What is your standing? What is your understanding, right? What is your inner standing? And what is your overstanding? So let's begin with our standing. Where are you standing? Are you standing on the rock? Or are you standing on sinking sand? We have to check ourselves so that we don't wreck our souls. Our souls, 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 our souls.
I'm going to testify.
Yes, yes, yes. A couple of updates. That was the 2018 Audible right there, but I think for the season, just reviewing some of the main things concerning Yom HaKippurim, that was important. But an update, that speech about spirituality since that time, doing more research, we found out that actually it's actually a brother named P.K. and Vingay in a particular book. We have the book right here, I think Africa Unite is a particular book that he wrote that actually he put that out in his book, and somehow amongst Ionized Rastafari, you know, it was attributed to His Majesty, but it's not. It's a speech inspired by the one on spirituality, but actually it's N.P.K. Navinge. Yeah, there's a Wikipedia page also that follows up on more. I actually have the particular book in which he makes a quote and references Majesty, and then there's like an article that follows, and perhaps it's from how it was put together with something actually from His Majesty, and then this particular spirituality, speaking on spirituality. However, in the breakdown of certain truths that can be gleaned from that, that is what we sought to present right there. But just to update right there, you know, a disclaimer that that's not actually one of His Majesty's direct word sounds that can be verified, but it was attributed. And brother from Cameroon, P.K. and Vingay, that's from a particular book that he wrote and some works he put out. But still, we give thanks. And here in the season, a little bit of Lauren Hill right here, theme for the season. Forgive them, forgive yourself. Yes, I love one another.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what they do. Big out the eye while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know.
Like Cain and Abel, Caesar and Brutus,
Yes, yes. So here in the season, we had some.
It just happened, like things just going on like 24/7, you think about the girl and stuff like that. And then you like, if you do something wrong, you're like, oh, maybe like, you want to know what they're thinking.
So what she feels, what she feels is important to you.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want her to still love me, but, you know. But
see,
I know she still like me because, you know, a little eye contact at anyone. Because I don't know her no more, but.
Oh, you talking about somebody.
No.
Yes, 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 yes. So here in the season, we had Psalm 104, according to Royal Order Correspondent for Day of Atonement. It's interesting, the theme, even the forgiveness theme that we find within that particular psalm, even here in the season, like to share a little audible
the
right
ear,
here.
Right, the spirituality, the irriticality. Bless he who be, who he be, O my soul. This is the watchword both for today's psalm, according to the royal order, Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 104, and the previous Psalm 103, the foregoing, which is a hymn of praise, joy in the season. Now let's remember and recognize that happiness is not at its root a feeling and emotion. It's a state of mind, a state of heart and mind. The forgiveness, the atonement, the at one man's tav, aleph ha-tav, the alpha and omega, the beginning and the end. So here we are at the end of the year, also with that new beginning, so that. Now, for us to get a good groundation, you know, for the innermost of the innocence, you know, going from the low degrees to high degrees. So in explaining the two truths, can we say that HaTorah is not a monolith? We as the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, as Ethiopian Hebrews, the covenant-keeping people, right, first the Jew and then from the nations, are not a monolith. And we have the two tablets to explain this, the two truths. So there is the natural, the earthly type, Robeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Rabbi is our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said that ye worship that which you know not. We know worship the salvation of the Yehudi. So in looking in Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings Christ, if I show you earthly things and you're not able to see the earthly things, how would you be able to receive the heavenly things, the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah to receive. Yeshua said, if you can receive it, it's yours. Receive it. So first things first is the earthly, the natural type. So in the season, looking at booths and tabernacles, there's a very agricultural nature, right? See, but the nature, the neturu of the Most High, of El Elyon, of Ha-Elohim, the true creator of Elohim Ha'ab. So we have today's daily Psalm 104, and the particular word. Now, we know this is of David, Le Dawid. even though there's no superscription in today's daily psalm. Some liken this psalm, as we mentioned in the intro, to an Egyptian hymn of praise by Akhenaten to his god, the Aten, right? The Aten, the sun god. And it's true that his praise to Aten was his trying to appropriate that which the Hebrews just then had done to the former rulers in Egypt, because it wasn't that Moshe learned about monotheism from Akhenaten, but Akhenaten was trying to reverse engineer. They actually flip it around. They turn things upside down, brothers and sisters. So ones would say that, well, because resemblances do occur, resemblances, because we're noticing the same theme. That's to be expected. We're looking at nature. But who is the true blameless creator? Who is the creator, right, of the creation, right? Was it Akhenaten's sun god or the true Elohim? The true Elohim, he who be, we be. This psalm brings it out. The hypothesis, the hypothesis is far-fetched, right? It was not even necessary for David. Right, it was not necessary for Ina and we in the ancient Hebrews to go to Egypt to have to praise their way, when we could look at creation and recognize that relationship, that covenant relationship with he who be, who he be, yod hey, we hey, with Hashem. Thus, today's daily psalm, God the Creator, Jah the Irator, right, and the Rastafari, the new name, precious name, the true groundation, the true liturgy of the Rastafari, it's about the Creator, Jah as the Irator and the Iration, the creation. So this psalm, on all points, right, identifies the once lost, now found, with even ethnic Yisrael and those of the new name, the precious name, the new name, Rastafari. So make I and I ride up. Just giving a few words right here in and for the season. And you're also looking at Psalm 103, just a point right here to Psalm 103. We see that today's daily Psalm 104 also bears similarity to 103. And 103 has a very precious section in it. Now, as the intro to Psalm 104, this is a little expanded intro to the intro, brothers and sisters, we have the fact that both today's Psalm 104 and the foregoing 103, they open and close with this phrase, bless the Yahweh, O my soul. Bless the Yahweh with that particular phrase, Barki Nafshi et Yahweh, Yahweh. Barki Nafshi et Yahweh. Et Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Both of them. So this connection there focuses our attention on what do they have in common? What do they have similar? Right? These are two spheres in which Elohim has revealed himself. Today, Psalm 104 speaks of the nature of the Most High, and the revelation in the nature of Ha-Elohim, of Elohim Ha'ab, of Elohim Ha-Borea, the Creator, the Irator. In Psalm 103, speaking of Elohim, he who be who he be, being revealed in history, we have our story and the reason for the season. In verses 7, it says, he made known his ways to Moshe. And Moshe, he says, Ha'azinu, give ear, Shema, hear his acts to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is merciful. Is full of mercy, is merciful. He who be who he be is merciful, is full of compassion and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide. He will not always contend, neither will he keep his anger forever, forever and ever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. He has not requited us according to our iniquities. With law, ka e o notenu gamela alenu. He has not put that upon us, the fall. No, no, no. For as the Shemayim, the heavens, is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that respect, that reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west, where are we? In this north country, at the ends of the earth, in the far off west, the far off seas. This section right here, we have this section right here, we picked up from verse 7. Well, really from verse 6 it would begin. Verse 6, just to include this portion here, right? That he who be, we be executed righteousness and acts of justice and acts of judgment, executed righteousness and judgment for all that are downpressed. Acts of judgment for all. His divine, the divine graciousness. Acts of judgment, which the downpressers being penalized and judged, revealing his ways in answer to Moshe's prayer. In Exodus 33:13, what was Moshe's prayer? Show me now thy ways, the attributes, the midot, hamidot, the attributes which disposes his dealings towards humanity. Humanity. Then we have verse 8, which is based on Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, where he who be, we be, where Hashem revealed his attributes to Moses. And now the connection here is with the season and the fulfillment here in the 7 days of tabernacles and the booths to the Hoshana Rabbah, to the great salvation. And the fulfillment of this time and this season here, right? Both at the end of the year, but the beginning, as we're going to begin a new sabbatical year, brothers and sisters. So this is like a graduation for those who've trod it through and an invitation to those who seek to trod forward, onward and upward. But those verses there, verses 6, just focusing on verses 6 to 12, there's a section in Psalm 104, or 103, right? Because the afternoon we're touching on right here, just to connect the theme. Why barki nafshi et Yahuwah? Why we say, bless he who be, who he be, O she, O my soul, the cheshbon hanefesh, what and where is the soul? To understand the true spirituality, what and where is the soul? What and where is your soul? See, the Hebrews already had come to that overstanding and that understanding. So we go from the low degrees to high degrees, the hymenot. Some say the religion. This is the true religion. Right? This is the salvation that Yeshua HaMoshiach Rabbeinu Rabboni spoke of when he said salvation of the Yehudi. He rebuked the religious leaders of their time for hiding these truths, the true innermost of the innocent, the kingdom within, right, based on the object lessons graciously revealed even to Moshe, and the attributes, the 13, right, these 13 attributes we have reflected here, and the theme right here reflects that forgiveness, right? That forgiveness. He will not always chide. He won't always contend. This is a technical term for bringing a suit before a judge, a shofet, a don, a danya, or even John Hoy, the supreme judge of the universe. As a righteous Elohim, he cannot overlook chatiyat, lack, akri, fornication of the crown of king, but his mercy, his chesed, chesedayo, his loving kindness. He is sparing in punishment. This is why we say he has not rewarded us after our sins, after our iniquities. Elohim had imposed a penalty upon Ha'am, upon Amo, his people, upon Hizbu, the people, for their backsliding. Slip sliding away. So he imposed penalties, but they were less severe. They were less severe than they had deserved. Some would say they deserved to be down short, but he had swore, he had given his word to our righteous patriarchs. So heaven and earth, we have in the previous psalm, just looking at Psalm 103, because both of them begin and close with Barki Nafshi Et Yahuwah. Et Yahweh, Barki Nafshi, Et Hashem, Et He Who Be Who He Be. Even the Et there, the Aleph Tav, the Aleph, the beginning and the Tav, atonement. Aleph, one man, Tav, one man's cross, one man's mark. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy. To who? Toward them that respect, that reverence Him. So great is His mercy. Gaber chasdo al yireayo. Al yireayo, upon them yireayo. Right, that reverence, that respect Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed. He has removed our transgressions. What are our transgressions? Acts of rebellion against His sovereignty, against His divine majesty, against His sovereignty. And He's shown this great, great mercy amongst the children of the Ethiopians, as well as among the children of Israel. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, the Bani Kushim and the Bani Israel? So in looking at this, I noticed that in the Scofield Study Bible, right, underneath today's daily Psalm 104, there's an interesting reference to three Hebrew words are translated as forgive and forgiven, to speak to why do we rejoice, why do we have such joy, why do we call this a Zeman Simchateinu, of our Simchat, right? And we say Sameach Hag HaSukkot, Sameach Hag, the feast HaSukkot of the tabernacle, Sameach, rejoice, be glad, joyful, because of that forgiveness. Because of that forgiveness, right? And because of I and I names, right, being written there, even with that golden pen, that golden pen. So now just looking at the footer right here to connect the reason for the season. Because some might say, well, why is rejoicing in this season, rejoicing is commanded. Now, see, one might think that it's about feelings and emotion, but it's really about a state of heart and mind. That's what's really about, Chabarim. Let's just do this right here, right, as we're going forward right here on the ear and in the eyes of rapture, caught up to meet Him in the ear, in the spirit, and in the truth. It's a state of mind, a state of heart and mind. So there's three words for forgive and forgiven. There's kapar or kafar, to cover. There's nasa, it's not like NASA, but nasa, to lift away. And there's shalach, Shalach. My Shalach, to send away. We have Leviticus chapter 16 and verses 21 and 22. Leviticus, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 21 to 22, the fundamental Berit Yeshana, Belui Kidan, Old Covenant, Old Testament idea, the seed of forgiveness being not the remission of the penalty, but the separation of the Chatiatenya. Right, or the one who has the chata, the sin, the akka, from his akkari. So we have Psalm 103 and 12 that expresses this. Right, that's from the Psalm 103, the more historical aspect. But today's daily psalm connected with Psalm 103 is that revelation, right? That revelation of Ha Elohim, of Elohim Ha'ab. Right, these two psalms, two seers of the revelation of Elohim Ha'ab, of God, the true good, the Father, both in history, Psalm 103, and here in nature. In nature, the Netcheru, the revelation of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, El Elohe Yisrael.
The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, Chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, If they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, Today after so long a time, as it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, Surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And, as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If, therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Consecrated forever, consecrated forever, consecrated forever, consecrated forever, consecrated forever, consecrated forever, consecrated forever.
African roots, just coming. African roots. here. We have today's deal.
Psalm 100.
Mizmor kuf, 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 mizmor letoda, 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 letoda.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, all ye land, all ye land.
Hari'u ladonai kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret.
Serve the Lord with gladness, with gladness, with gladness.
Ivdu et Adonai besimcha, 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 besimcha.
Come before his presence with singing, with singing, with singing.
Bo'u lefanav birnana, birnana, de'u, birnana, de'u,
birnana, know ye, birnana, know ye, the Lord, he is God, he is God, he is God.
Ki Adonai hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
I'm going to testify.
Chapter 8. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary, where there was a tabernacle made. The first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for it. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the First Testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year after year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, To do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering, and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith,
having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, The Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. But he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. 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 The end of the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews. Apostle to the Hebrews. Apostle to the Hebrews.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem. Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Lafayette lives and rules and reigns over all these things.
Glory be to the Lord.
I'm
Yes, Chavarim, I think it's appropriate, since we're not going through the details of today's daily psalm, rather long psalm, and if we get into some of the details, we might be here a very long time. So for the Chavarim, we're going to make it available, those clips, you know, the full, I think there's about 90, maybe plus minutes of reasonment going into some of the exquisite details of Psalm 104, the of Dilate, chapter 104, Elohim, Ha-Bore, the Creator. There's much, much more. But here I think it's appropriate, since the psalm has seven parts. There are seven logical, we could say, divisions or portions. It's like seven portions to today's daily psalm, Psalm 104. And it just connects so well with the season that we are in, the reasons for the season, and pointing our attention to the blameless Creator, Elohim, Ha-Bore, Ekziavihir, Fetari, the Creator and the creation, and to recall and to keep in mind the teaching of His Majesty that man was not emanated from a deity, but man truly was created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim. And today's daily psalm, Elohim HaBorei, Elohim, the Creator. So I think it's appropriate right here, seeing that there's seven parts. We've touched on the opening verses just to get a groundation, you know, go over the groundation of the opening, the context, and the introduction to today's daily psalm. And just to ride up right here with the last five verses of today's daily psalm, the last five verses from verse 31 to verse 35. And this, according to the Sefer Tehillim, is the concluding prayer. The concluding prayer of the Elohim, the Creator, the Ireta Psalm, Psalm 104. And picking up from verse 31, it reads in the Hebrew, from the Sefer Tehillim, Yehi kovod Yahuwah le'olam, Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo. The glory of Yahweh shall endure forever. This is how KJV reads it. The glory of Yahuwah shall endure forever. Yahuwah shall rejoice in His works. From the Hebrew, the Hebraic reading, Yehi kibod Yahuwah le'olam, Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo, reads more like, in translation, may May the glory, Yehi Kavod, may the glory of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Hashem, of Yahweh, endure, Le'olam, endure forever. Let the glory of He who be who He be, let be the glory of the Yahweh into the Ion. Yahweh shall be glad. May the Yahweh be glad. May the Yahweh rejoice. Yismach. Yismach Yahuwah. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo. Yismach. Yismach. Rejoice. You say in the season, Sameach. Hag Sameach. Be happy. Rejoice. And hear the concluding prayer. Endure. Endure forever. Endure forever. May the glory. His prayer and I prayer is that the universe, the Ioniverse, which testifies, yes, the Ioniverse testifies so eloquently to Elohim's glorious works, may be everlasting, ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And we say, Yehi Kabod Yahuwah La'olam Yismach Yahuwah B'ma'esayo. Rejoice, Yismach, rejoice, b'ma'esayo, in His works. As when on their completion, we read, Elohim saw everything. He saw everything. He saw everything. He saw everything. Elohim saw everything that He had made, and hine, look, see, here it is. It was old, me'od. It was old, me'od. It was good, very, very much. Enough. It was very good. Old, me'od, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1 at verse 31. Because should he who be who he be, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, ever be dissatisfied with the universe, with the universe, He has the power, the prerogative to reduce it to chaos, to chaos. This is why we pray this concluding prayer and vow right here. Yehi Kobod Yahuwah La'olam Yismach Yahuwah B'ma'esayo Hamabit La'aret Hamabit. He looks at the earth. Watir Ad and she trembles. Watir'ad, and she trembles, and the earth trembles. Hamabit la'aret, watir'ad. Yig'a be'harim, ve'ye'ishanu. He touches. Yig'a. He touches be'harim. The mountains, we ye ishanu, and they smoke. The one looking upon the earth, hamabit la'aret, the one looking upon the earth, watir'ad, and making her tremble, yiga beharim, we ye ishanu. The one touching the mountains and they smoke. He who be who he be is the one who looketh on the earth and it and she trembleth. He toucheth the mountains and they smoke. She trembles. It tremble. KJV says he looketh on the earth and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills and they smoke. It trembleth. She trembleth. Watir'ad. She trembles, it trembles, the earth, she trembles. Now, superficial readers or superficial hearers, they may feel that the tone of the verse strikes a discord, but it is a discord which can be resolved into deeper harmony or holistically in the holy, holistically. One frown. Elohim from Elohim, and the solid seeming earth, she trembles. This earthly plane trembles. This simulation, this creation, it will tremble as conscious of its depth of his displeasure. She can feel his displeasure. One touch of the yard of the hand that is filled with tob, tawab, tob, with good, and the mountains. And the mountains, beharim, we ye ishanu. Ye'eshanu, ve'ye'eshanu, ve'ye'eshanu, smokes, 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 creation, the iration, the iration, the iration, creation, the iration would perish if he who be, who ye be, ha'kadosh, baruchu, baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, if he is displeased. Well then, may the psalmist and I pray that he may ever rejoice, that he may ever rejoice. Yismach, Yismach, Yahuwah, Yismach, Yahuwah, b'ma'esayu, that he may ever rejoice in his works and make them live by his smile. By the smile of Elohim, Ha'ab, by his smile, by his smile, by his smile. Verse 33, the concluding prayer and vow of today's daily Psalm 104. Ashira, Ashira la Yahuwah bechayai. Ashira, I shall sing. Ashira la Yahuwah bechayai. I shall sing to he who be, we be, to Hashem, during Be chayai, during my life I will sing to the Yahweh as long as I live. Here we have identical verse, a verse that's almost identical with the CXLVI, roundabout verse 2 psalm, with Psalm 146, roundabout verse 2. As long as I live, be chayai. As long as I live. The idea of as long is be chayai, in my life, in my liberty. Ashira la Yahuwah bechayai. Azamra lelohai. Be odi. I will sing praises, chants. Azamra, mezmor, zemre, azamra. I shall chant, intonate, lelohai, hailiyai, to my El Elohim, while I exist, bi odi, while I exist, while I have my being, bi odi, lelohai, to hailiyai, azamra, lelohai, bi odi. I will sing to the Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praises to Elohai, Hailiyai, while I have my being. Bechayai, in my life, as I live. Because throughout the remainder of his life, his mind and I mind will be and should be impressed by the consciousness of Elohim's marvelous works. And also, Menalbat, perhaps, because he and we is aware and should be aware that the dead, Matim, the Mutan, the dead, even the so-called living dead, they praise not the Yahweh, they praise not Yahweh, truth and life. We have this in Psalm CXV 17, in Psalm 115, verse 17, Chabarim, moving forward. Two more verses, verses 34 and 35 in this, the seventh section of Psalm 104, the concluding prayer, and the vow. Ye'erav alayo, sihi, ye'erav alayo, sihi. May my musing be sweet to him. Ye'erav alayo, sihi, my meditation, sihi, my musing, my meditation, sihi, may it be sweet, may it be pleasing. Ye'erav alayo, sihi, ye'erav alayo, sihi. Be pleasing, my meditation, my sechi, of him, alayu upon him, ye'erav shall be sweet, a sweet meditation, a sweet meditation, ye'erav alayu sihi anoki, esmach bayawah, esmach bayawah, anoki, esmach bayawah. As for me, anoki, anoki, as for me, I, anoki, esmach, will be happy. I, anoki, esmach, will be glad. I, anoki, esmach, will be happy. By Yahuwah, I'll rejoice, anoki, esmach. By Yahuwah, I'll rejoice in he who be who he be. Let my musing, my sihi, be sweet to him, be pleasing to him. The same hope is in Psalm XIX 15, Psalm 19, round about verse 15. The verb be sweet, ye'erav. This is used of a sacrifice, ye'erav. A sacrifice which is acceptable, le'elohim, to Elohim. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 20, Hosea chapter 9, verse 4. His hope, expectation, and Ionize is accordingly that his and Ionize iditation, sihi, Ionize iditation, meditation, would find favor, ye'arav alayo sihi, with he who be who he be. I'll rejoice in the Yahweh. I'll be glad in he who be who he be. I'll be happy. Anoki, esmach. I will be glad by Yahuwah. I'll be glad in Jehovah, in he who be who he be. Anoki, esmach, by Yahuwah. As Elohim rejoices in his works. Remember verse 31? The psalmist and I and I maker. Fine in the contemplation of him, of he who be who he be, an unfailing source of joy, unfailing source of happiness, an unfailing source of gladness in that state of mind. Remember that the true happiness, true rejoicing, true gladness is not a feeling and a feeling emotions. It's a state of mind. It's a standing. It's a status. Let this mind be in you. That's in Robein, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, B'Shem, Yeshua. Final verse right here, Chavarim. Let be delicious to him, my versification. Septuagint rendered like that. Let be delicious, let be pleasing to him, my versification, and I shall be glad in the Yahweh. Verse 35. Yitamu chataim min haaretz urishayim od enam. Barki nafshi eta Yahuwah. Hallelujah. May sinners cease, desist. Yitamu chataim. Let the sinners be consumed, min ha'aretz. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth. Urisha'im od enam. And let the ratchet be no more. Urisha'im od enam. Od more enam. No. Urisha'im. And let the ratchet, the wicked, let the wicked, Urisha'im, od, be more, od, enam, not, they not, no more. Barki, nafshi, eta Yahuwah, hallelujah. Listen and cease out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless Yahuwah, Jehovah. Oh, my soul, my psyche, hallelujah, Rastafari, yes, I. So let the sinners, there is no need to make excuse for this conclusion of the Mizmor. This is not an imprecation. It's not a curse. But it's a solemn prayer for the tikkun olam, for the restoration of the earth, the restoration of the world, the restoration of the harmony, the holisticness of the iration, the creation, by the banishment from it of, quote, all things that cause stumbling, and them that do iniquity, lawlessness, moral corruption. Now, the modern thought would say, quote, may sin be banished. But the Hebrew thought is, some say, not so abstract, but it's kind of concrete in the sense of, moreover, the form of the prayer reminds us that the solemn truth that chatiyat, sin, akari, falling short, missing the mark, is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. It's a personal thing which cannot be separated from the chatiyatenya. But it has its existence through his or her perverted will. Perverted will. So the teaching of the Magic says to make our wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest chokmah, the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by haimanot, the living faith, true religion. In fact, Hebraic thought is in line with the modern thought on this particular matter. There's a Talmud, a teaching that relates that there was a Rebbe Meir. He was vexed. He was vexed by the conduct of some lawless men and people. And he prayed that they should perish. Ishto, his Isha, his wife, she overhearing the remark, she quoted this very verse with a slight change of voweling. And in her change of voweling, right, the Rebbe's Ishto, Isha, his wife, the meaning was let sins be consumed out of the earth, and then the wicked will be no more. Interesting. The same verse. Yitamu chataim min haaretz ur rishaim od enam. Let akaris be consumed out of the earth, min haaretz, out of the earth, from the earth. And then the wicked, the ratchet, rishaim, od einam, will be no more, because they will have repented. They would have teshuva. They would have repented, had a change of heart and mind. Shuv, repent, have a change of mind, think different, do that 180. From the astray way of the world flesh and the satanic seclorum, and turn to Yahweh, truth, and life, and let the akaris, the fokaris, be consumed out of the earth, and then the ratchet will be no more, because they will have repented. A daily prayer in the Yehudi, the Judaic, the Yidim, the Jewish liturgy is similarly petitioned. We petition, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we petition that, quote, thou, the I, will turn to the I self, thyself, all the ratchet, all the wicked of the earth, end quote. As the fulfillment of the hope, the expectation, quote, thou, the I, will remove the abominations from the earth, min haaretz. In the Yehudi prayer book right there, let the wicked, the ratchet, urishaim, let them be no more. Their disappearance is prayed for because they strike a discordant note in harmony, a discordant note in Elohim's creation, in Elohim's world. They are the ratchet. They are the systemic anomaly. And then we ride up the close right here as we began in Psalm 104 and also with Psalm the previous foregoing, 103, the beginning and end, here with Barki Nafshi. Bless my soul, speaking to the soul, Nafshi. Bless my psyche, bless et the Yahuwah. Barki Nafshi et the Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Barki Nafshi et the Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless, we be, O my psyche, O my nefesh, nafshi, barki, nafshi, eta, Yahuwah. The same ending as the previous psalm, as we had the same beginning as the previous psalm. And the hallelujah, hallelujah, praise ye, Jah, Rastafari. This is the first occurrence of this term in the solstice. Did you know? This is the first occurrence of the term in this, today's daily song. And it's limited to the solstice, the hallelujah, to praise, which has passed into the language of prayer. Both the church, even the church of the firstborn, the church and the synagogue, the Knesset, even the synagogue of Rabbeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, yes, I, Rastafari. According to one, then Grazi says, it was the term employed by the officiating Levite, Lewi, in the Haikal, in the temple, as a signal, the hallelujah, a signal for the aggregation, for the congregation to join. Good time right now, right about now, to join in the service. Hallelujah.
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 Thunder, brimstone, and fire is gonna burn out this soul. Lightning and thunder, brimstone, and fire.
מזמור קוף דלת. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד, הוד והדר לבשת. עוטה אור כסלמה, נוטה שמיים כיריעה. המקרב המים עליותיו, עצם עבים רכובו. המהלך על כנפי רוח, עושה מלאכיו רוחות, משרתיו אש לוהט. יסד ארץ על מכוניה, בל תמות עולם ועד. תהום כל לבוש כיסיתו, על הרים יעמדו מים. מן גערתך ינוסון, מן כל רעמך יחפזון. יעלו הרים ירדו וקעות, אל מקום זה יסדת להם. גבול שמת בל יעבורון, בל ישובון לחסות הארץ. המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, בין הרים יהלכון. ישקו כל חייתו שדי, ישברו פרעים צמאם. עליהם עוף השמיים ישכון, מבין עופאים ייתנו קול. משקי הרים מעליותיו, מפרי מעשיך תשבע הארץ. מצמיע חציר לבהמה, ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. ויין ישמח לבב אנוש, להציל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד. ישבעו עצי אדוני, ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו, חסידה וראשים בתת. הרים הגבוהים ליעלים, סלעים מחסה לשפנים. עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו. תשת חושך והיא לילה, בו תרמוס כל חייתו יער. הכפירים שואגים לטרף, ולבקש מאל אוכלם. תזרח השמש יאספון, ואל מעונותם ירבצון. יצא אדם לפועלו, ולעבודתו עד הארץ. מה רבו מעשיך, אדוני, כולם בחוכמה עשית, מלאה הארץ קנייניך. זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים, שם רמס ואין מספר, חיות קטנות עם גדולות. שם אוניות יהלכון, לוויתן זה יצרת לשחק בו. כולם אליך יספרון,
לתת אוכלם בריתו. תיתן להם ילקוטון, תפתח ידך ישבעון טוב. תסתיר פניך יתבהלון, תוסף רוחם יגבעון, ואל עפרם ישובון. תשלח רוחך יבראון, ותחדש פני אדמה. יהי כבוד אדוני לעולם, ישמח אדוני במעשיו. המביט לארץ ותרעד, יגע בהרים ויעשנו. אשירה לאדוני בחיי, אזמרה לאלוהי בעודי. יערב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח באדוני. יתמו חטאים מן הארץ, ורשעים עוד אינם. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, הללויה.
Another comment on "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Barki nafshi et Yahweh. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord will command the blessing with thee in thy barns. The Lord will command the blessing with thee, with the eye,
with the eye,
in thy barn, barn,
Yitzhau
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Another comment on "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Barki nafshi et Yahweh. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord will command the blessing with thee in thy barns. The Lord will command the blessing with thee, with the eye, in thy barns.
Yitzhau Yahweh iteka et habraka ba isameka.
The Lord will command with the eye. Yitzhau Yahweh iteka, the blessing in thy barns.
Et habraka ba isameka.
You will find it true that every single thing has an angel, a melaach, has an angel in charge of it. When a man proves worthy, angels of peace, of shalom, are assigned to be with him. But when a man proves unworthy, angels of destruction, of downstruction, are assigned to be with him. Hence, here it is said, the Lord will command the blessing with thee, I, in the barn.
Yitzhau Yahweh iteka et habraka ba isameka.
If you have separated your tithes in the field, my blessing, my baraka, shall be with you. And as the Barim, Deuteronomy 28:3 reads, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Baruch ata ba'ir, u baruch ata ba'sadeh.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city,
baruch ata ba'ir,
and blessed shalt thou, the I be,
in the field. U baruch ata basade. Rav Zaera taught, even the common talk of Yisrael, even the common talk of Israel is worthy of study. In proof, consider the common saying, it depends on thee who is assigned to be with thee. It depends on thee who is assigned to be with thee. Here also read as, let thy God be thy companion. May thy God, thy true good, be thy constant companion. Rav Meir observed, which is the greater, he who is born up by another or he who bears another up? Admit that it is he who is born up. Again, which is the greater, he who watches over another or he that is watched over by another? Admit that it is he who is watched over. Why? Because if he did not have good works, because if he did not have good works, he would not be born up or watched over. For it is said, even in Psalm 91, Hebraically verses 11 to 12, he will give his angels charge over thee, to watch over thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee upon their hands. Ki malatayo yitzawe lak lishmar ka b'kol derakeka al kapayim yisauneka. For he will give his angels charge over thee. I ki malatayo yitzawe lak, to keep thee in all thy ways. Lishmar ka b'kol derakeka, they shall bear thee upon their hands, al kapayim yisauneka. When a man is worthy, ministering angels go with him and watch over him, so that no evil thing shall befall him. As is said, there shall no evil befall the eye. Lo teuneh leka ra'ah, there shall no evil befall thee. Lo teuneh leka ra'ah. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the 10th verse, 91 and 10. When David saw that the presence of the angels was so precious and beautiful, a baraka, a blessing, with his soul and with all the parts of his body, he blessed in return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he. As is said even in the 103rd Psalm, the first verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Ba'ki nafshi eti Yahuwah, v'kol ha'karavai et tishem kadisho. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, and all that is within I. V'kol ha'karavai, bless his holy, his Isla name. Et shem kadisho. In further exposition of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, the 104th psalm, hear, the first verse that reads, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah Elohai, gadalta me'od. Rav Barakayah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, and also in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, thou wast great in the world before the world was created. But after thou didst create thy world, it is written, thou art very great. Gadalta me'od, gadalta me'od, thou art very great. Thou wast great before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelite went forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. But after they went forth, forward, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, it is written, thou, the I, art very great. Gadalta me'od. Thou, the I, was great before Ha Nabiyayim, Ha Navim, the prophets, Nabiyat, offered praise, Isis, to the eye. But after Ha Nabiyim, Nabim, Nabiyayim, the prophets, and Nabiyat, offered praise, Isis, to the eye, it is written, Gadalta me'od, thou, the eye, male, art very great. Thou art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar labashta, the eye, art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar labashta, Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadik, Yehotzadak, Simon Simeon ben Jehozadik, interrogated Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, saying, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, create the light? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani replied, Elohim covered Himself with a white garment and suffused the world with His light. But since Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani gave his reply in a whisper, Rav Shimon ben Yehozadak pressed him further. Is this not said outspokenly in the verse? Who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? O tehor ka salmah, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? O tehor ka salmah. Thereupon Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said to him, as in a whisper I received this tradition, so in a whisper I answered thee, I answered the eye. Rav Barakaya said, had I not heard that Rav Yitzhak Isaac expounded this verse in public, I too would not expound it in public. Hear, Shema Yisrael, the Midrash notes on this right here. Esoteric doctrine, esoteric teaching, Timheret, Talmud, esoteric doctrine was communicated in a low voice and only to one who was properly qualified. As to Elohim's garment as a source whence where light shone forth, see Hakalot Ravati, also Beit HaMidrash. The sense seems to require that this two-line paragraph should come at the end of the next paragraph. The preceding paragraph has nothing to do with Rav Barakayu or Rav Yitzhak. And whence and where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, diffuse the light? Rav Barakayu said, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Isaac, Elohim diffused it from the holy temple, as is said in Ezekiel 43:2, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and the earth's light came from His glory. Wehine kaboda Elohe Israel ba nidreka hakadim. We kolo wa kol mayim rabim, we haaretz heira miya kohodo. Here, Ezekiel 43, verse 2. And behold, the glory of Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, came from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with His glory. With His glory, wehine kavod Elohe Yisrael ba midreka hakadim, wekolo akol ma'im rabim, wehaaretz heira miyakavodo. Hear the term His glory, mikavodo, His glory is taken to refer to the holy temple. And behold, the glory of Elohe Yisrael came from the way of the east. Wehine kavod Elohe Yisrael ba midreka hakadim. And the earth's light came from His glory. Wehaaretz haheira mikavodo, from His glory. another exposition of the verse, thou, the I, art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar lavashta. The I art clothed, lavashta, with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar lavashta. A mortal, when he is strong, is not beautiful. And when beautiful, is not strong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, is both strong and beautiful, Aitiful, for he has the two attributes of glory and majesty, of Hod Wehadar, of glory and majesty. Elohim gave glory to Moshe, to Moses, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers 27 and 20. And thou shalt put some of thy glory upon him. And Elohim gave majesty to Yehoshua, to Joshua, of whom it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 33 and 17, his firstling bullock, majesty is his. His firstling bullock, majesty is his. And here, this, according to the Midrash, is from the Baraka, the blessing given to the tribes of Joseph, namely Ephraim and Manasseh, Yehoshua, Joshua was an Ephraimite. Elohim also gave glory to Shlomo, to Solomon, as is said even in 1 Chronicles 29 and 25. And the Lord bestowed upon him, such royal glory as had not been on any king before him in Israel. And Yahuwah Jehovah bestowed upon him such royal glory as had not been on any king before him in Israel. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, in the Zaman Haba, in the Eta Haba, in the Iowa, the time to come, I shall give glory and majesty. Hod Wehadar, I shall give glory and majesty to the King Messiah, to Moshiach HaMelech, to Melech HaMoshiach, to the King Messiah, as is said even in the 21st Psalm, verses 4 and 6, where it reads, for thou meetest him with choicest blessings. Ki tekademenu berkotob, for thou the I meetest him. Ki tekademenu, for the I meetest him. Ki tekademenu berkot tob, with choicest blessings. Glory and majesty does the I lay upon him. Hod wehadar teshaweh alayo, honor and majesty, glory and majesty. Hod wehadar, dost thou the eye lay upon him, tishawe alayo. And Elohim gives glory and majesty not only to the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, to Melech HaMoshiach, but also to every man who labors diligently in the Torah, in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, instruction, in the teaching of his majesty. For in the verse from Psalm 111 and 2, Hebraically, it reads, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Gedolim ma'asei Yehovah, derushim lekol lachefzeihem. The works of Jehovah are great. Gedolim ma'asei Yehovah, sought out of all them that have delight, therein. Derushim lekol lachefzeihem, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Derushim lekol chefzeihem. The works of the Lord, ma'asei Yehovah, the works of Jehovah, means HaTorah, Jah's law, Jah's direction, instruction, HaTorah. As it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 32 and 16, where it reads, and the tables were the work of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the tables, the tablets, were the work of God. Wehaluchot ma'isei Elohim hema, and the tables, the tablets, wehaluchot, were the work of Elohim, ma'isei Elohim hema, they themselves. Wehaluchot, wehaluchot ma'isei Elohim hema. And what is to be the wage of the man who labors diligently in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, instruction in the Torah? His wage is glory and majesty, as we have here in Psalm 111, verse 3. Hod wehadar pa'olo. His work is glory and majesty. Hod wehadar pa'olo. Pa'olo. His work. Hod wehadar pa'olo. Hence, thou, the eye, art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wehadar labashta. The eye are clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wehadar labashta. Who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers? Who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers? Here, Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, here in the Gimel, the third verse. Ha mikare bamayim eliyotayo, who layest the beams of thine upper chambers in the water. Ha mikare bamayim eliyotayo, eliyotayo, who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers. You must conclude that the heavens, Shamayim, are made of water. The passage here, according to the Midrash, the notes, the passage contains an elaborate play on, quote, heavens in the Hebrew word for heavens, Shamayim. Shamayim is taken as one in its meaning of marvels, Shamayim, marvels. The secondary meaning is read as Samim, chemicals. And thirdly is read as Sham, Mayim. Sham, there is Mayim, waters. So here, this passage here contains an elaborate play on Shamayim, the Hebrew word for heavens. Shamayim being taken as marvels. Shamayim being read as Samim, chemicals. And Shamayim being read as Sham, there is Mayim, waters. Shamayim. Hasama Abim Rukubo. Hasama Abim Rukubo. Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Hasama Abim Rukubo. Who maketh the clouds his chariot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on two clouds for the sake of Israel, for the sake of Yisrael. On one cloud, Elohim came to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. As is said even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 19:1, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and cometh to Egypt. And on the other cloud, Elohim came to Sinai, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 19, verse 9. Lo, I come to thee in a thick cloud. Lo, I come to the eye in a thick, in a thick cloud. Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Ha mehaleka ala kanfe ruach. Who walketh, who trotteth. Ha mehalek upon the wings of the wind. Al kanfe ruach. Rav Huna bar Papa taught a mortal him his chariot carries, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he carries his chariot. A mortal, his chariot carries him, his chariot being a material thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, walketh upon the wings of the wind. Hamahaleka al kanfe ruach, who maketh his angels winds. Ose malakayo ruchot, who maketh his angels winds. Rav Yohanan taught the angels were created on the second day. Angels that serve as messengers, they are made of wind. Angel, Melaach, in fact, means messenger. As is said even in Bar Midbar in Numbers 21:21, and Yisrael and Israel sent messengers. The Hebrew word Malaach, may be rendered either as angel, or as messenger. Malaach, as angel, or as messenger. And angels that serve as ministers, they are made of fire. For the verse concludes, his ministers a flaming fire. Mishartayo esha lochet, flaming fire. Hear, Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, the fourth verse, right here. On thou the eye discover the deep as with a vesture. The eye, thou discover the deep as with a vesture. Here, in the sixth verse. Tehom, kalbush, kisito, thou discover it with the deep as with a vesture. Rav Yehuda and Rav Nehemiah differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah maintained the earth. What does it stand? What does she stand upon? Upon the waters. For it is said, even in the 136th Psalm, the 6th verse, to him that stretched out the earth upon the waters, upon the waters. Liroka ha'aretz al hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth, the earthly plain, above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz al hamayim, and the waters stand upon pillars of mountains, as is said even here. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, here at the 6th verse, Psalm 104, Hebraically the 6th verse, the waters stood above the mountains. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim Ya'amdu Mayim. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim Ya'amdu Mayim. The pillars of mountains stand upon the wind, as is said even in Amos 4 and 13. He that formed the mountains and created the wind, he that formed the mountains and createth the wind, and the wind stands upon the storm, as is said, stormy wind sustaining his word. Stormy wind sustaining his word. Psalm 148, Hebraically the 8th verse. Verse 8. Ruach ha'ara osa devaro. Stormy wind. Ruach ha'ara. Fulfilling his word. Osa devaro. Osa devaro. Fulfilling his word. Sustaining his word. Ruach ha'ara. Osa devaro. In Eob, in Job 26 and 7, it reads, he hangeth the earth, the earthly plain, on nothingness. He hangeth the earth, the earthly plain, on nothingness. Rav Nehemiah taught, the earth is upon the waters, and the waters are upon pillars of mountains. As is said even here in Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, verse 6. The waters stood above the mountains. The waters stood above the mountains. Al-Harim, Ya'amdu, Mayim. And as it is also written here in the 104th Psalm, at the 8th verse, the waters go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys to the place that thou, that the eye has found it for them, to the place that the eye has found it for them. Ya'ilu harim, yerdu abeka'ot, eta makom zeh, yasadita lahem. The mountains, the waters rose, the mountains, the waters go up by the mountains rose. Ya'ilu harim, ya'ilu harim. The valleys sank down. They go down by the valleys. Yerdu bika'ot. To the place which the eye has found it for them. Ela mekom zeh yasadita lahem. And by to the place that thou, the eye, male, has found it for them, to the place, Ela mikoma ze yasadta lahem, is meant the ocean, the ocean. Even the Ethiopic ocean, the ocean. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over. Pass over. He sendeth the springs into the valleys that run among the hills. Above them the inhabitants of the sky have their dwelling place. Today's daily Psalm 104, verses 9, verse 10. In verse 12, 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 verse 12.